In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, this second Sunday after Easter, we look at Christ as the Good Shepherd, and he is presented to us as the Good Shepherd. And I ask you to think that all of the things our Lord is revealing about himself, he is showing us his love for us. And it is often asked or questioned why, after Christ rose from the dead in his glorified body, he still had the wounds of the nails in his hands and feet. He still has the hole in his side. In his resurrected, glorified body, why are these wounds still there? And the answer we get from the fathers of the church is that these wounds are no longer disgraceful, dishonorable, repulsive, but these wounds are signs of his love for mankind. And these signs of love are not to be taken away. They are there and they are now glorified, if you will. These are precious and he would not want to give them up, for these are visible testimonies of his love for us. But as always, to understand this supernatural love that God has for us, we must look at natural love. And the first natural love that comes upon us is that of a man for a woman for a man, husband and wife. In the world, what does a man look for in a future wife? He wants a young, beautiful, strong, healthy woman. He doesn't want anyone who's old and wrinkled and weak, much less ugly. What does a woman want in a man? She wants a man who is young, strong, healthy, good-looking. She doesn't want an old, worn-out man who's already lost his teeth, his hair, his hearing. And that's the worldly love. But now I ask you, after they're married, they have vowed to give themselves completely in marriage. For better, for worse, richer and poorer, sickness and health. As their bodies grow old, their hair grows old and gray, their teeth fall out, their hearing goes, they get weak. They must still love one another. But now, as they grow old, what are those old, leathery, calloused hands of the husband and father? What does that mean to his wife who loves him? His broken back, his worn-out health, what does all that mean to her when she sees the wrinkles in his face and the gray in his hair, if he has any left? What does that mean to her? She sees in this a man who has gotten up day after day and went off to work, sacrificed his youth, his time, his labor, his strength, his health for her. For their children. And all these wounds in his body are signs of his love. And I ask you, I can turn it around and say the same for the woman who gives up her youth and she spends her days caring for her husband, giving birth to her children. When her hair grows old and gray, her teeth fall out, she has the stretch marks, the wrinkles, and the world is telling her, you're no longer pretty, you're no longer beautiful. And the husband, if he truly loves her, he says, no, you are more beautiful than ever. Those stretch marks are a daily reminder of the children that you've given me. Out of love for me, The youth that you've lost is a daily reminder of your love and what the world sees as ugly, repulsive, is actually more beautiful than ever because they are signs of love. They are gifts of oneself. And so when we look at Christ as the Good Shepherd and we hear that he laid down his life for us, we can see parallels in the world around us, at least if we're old enough to realize that growing old, losing our youth, losing the beauty of our youth, the health of our youth, all that is gone. We can now see that it's not ugly, but it is something that is to be treasured. It is something that is cherished, not by the world, but by those who love us. And even the children learn to look at the rough, calloused hands worn out of the father that have grown weak in old age and appreciate the beauty of those hands and the sacrifice that he has made. The youth looks at the mother, who the world says, oh, she's old and she's ugly and she's wrinkled. But the youth says, I have the most beautiful mommy in the world. What does your mommy look like? She's the most beautiful woman in the whole world. How is it that the youth can see this beauty when the world says, and even the woman says to herself, I've got, what do they call those, crow feet or whatever. I have these wrinkles. I have these stretch marks. I have all this baggage as I've grown old. The child doesn't see any of that. On the contrary, those are marks of beauty. Those are beautiful marks. And so in Christ, in his resurrected body, as he tells us, I am the good shepherd. I've spent my life for you, for my flock. And when we look upon the crucified Christ, when we look upon the resurrected Christ with the wounds in his body, we don't see them as ugly. We don't see them as repulsive, but it is something that is beautiful. This is the love that God has for me. And we look upon the wounds of Christ to kiss his hands, his feet, not physically, because we don't have him physically here to do that, but spiritually. We appreciate all that he has done for us because we love him. But the most painful part of giving our love is not having it returned. A man who sacrifices his life for his wife just to have her leave him and run away and take half of everything, it is the most painful thing he could do. He has given his life, he has given his youth, he has given everything, and she went for someone else. And it works the other way too. The wife who has grown old and given children and love and her youth and everything to her husband, and to have him run away, not returning that love, it is the most bitter, the most painful thing there is. To having given yourself completely to another, and that love is not returned. And I ask you, if you can at least grasp just a little bit how painful this must be on the natural level, it's infinitely more painful on the supernatural. For the Son of God has come and suffered and died so that we might live. He's given his life, his entire life. He's sacrificed everything for us, because he loves us. And when we turn around and say, I don't care, when we are indifferent, when we don't return that love, it is the most bitter and painful thing there is, even more bitter than natural love that is not returned. And so I ask you, when you look at the images of Christ, when you think of his glorified body in heaven, and you see those wounds, let us recall how much God has loved us. And ask ourselves, have we returned that love? He has given everything for us. And all he asks in return is that we give everything to him. That we love him more than we love anyone else, more than we even love ourselves. To give him that love. And when we refuse that love, I won't say it makes him angry, but it fills him with pain, a spiritual pain that words cannot describe, worse than the physical crucifixion. The pain of unrequited love hurts more than the broken down body with all its aches and pains. With the arthritis, with the headaches, with the muscle aches, all of these things, those physical pains are nothing compared to love that is not returned, that spiritual pain. And it is the same with our Lord, with the Good Shepherd. He loves us, and as they say, he loves us to death. Do we love him? Do we look upon him with the same love and affection that we would look upon someone of this world who has sacrificed everything for us? Do we love him as we love our parents? Do we love our parents as we should? Do we appreciate what they've done for us? Do we love our spouses as we should? Do we recognize their sacrifices, which are all testimonies of love? And I've often counseled women and even men. Women need to hear it. I tell young engaged men, your wife, there's something about the female gender as opposed to the male gender, but she needs you to say it. She needs to hear the words, I love you. And I know in the masculine mind, I'm telling you I love you by my actions. I get up and I go to work and I earn a paycheck and I bring home my paycheck and I come home and I work hard. Doesn't this say I love you? To a man it does. I see what you're doing. I appreciate it. That means that you love me, that you love our children, that you love us. But we need to remember to say it from time to time. And the woman is generally very generous in saying, I love you. And I suggest that the men probably need it more than they think. They need to hear it from time to time to know that their efforts are seen, that they are appreciated. And so I suggest that Sunday after Sunday, Mass after Mass, we hear our Lord say to us, I love you. We see it in his actions. We see it as he hung on the cross on Calvary. Over and over again, he says, I love you. We just need to pay attention. We need to see it. We need to hear it. And so our Holy Mother, the Church, commands us to assist at Mass on all Sundays and holy days of obligation. For what reason? To see that God loves you. Despite all your defects, all your faults, all your failings, He still loves you. And I don't know for a fact, but I can suggest that the wounds and the injuries that are given to your body out of love for God will not be dishonorable in eternity, but will be to your greater glory. You see what I have suffered for the love of God, as He is His wounds He endured for the love of me. Here are the wounds that I have endured for the love of Him. And it will be to our glory, not to our shame. And I say to so many women growing old, worried about their wrinkles and crow lines and their stretch marks, forget it. These are to your honor. These are to your glory. These are what really has made you beautiful, because beauty is not in youth, but beauty is something from the soul. Beauty comes from the hearts of those who love. And so I ask you not to look at the Good Shepherd from the worldly perspective, but to take those worldly ideas and elevate them to the supernatural. Bring the natural up to the supernatural and see and appreciate the love the Good Shepherd has for us. And then do all we can to reciprocate that love for Him. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.